be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
What should we be doing with the financial impact of coronavirus? And I've got five tips here. I just want to say, this is what we would call a black swan event, which is basically an unanticipated event that shocks the markets in a very profound and negative way. And of course, the impact on the global economy has been very, very swift. The impact on the stock market has been very swift. And, you know, we're getting just almost unbelievable numbers of jobless claims. So here are five tips of what you should be doing and how you should be reacting to the financial implication of this pandemic. The first is take care of yourself. You know, this life that we live is about people. And I think taking care of people is the most important thing we can do right now. The money's important, and how it impacts our financial lives is very, very important. But we have to take care of ourselves, and that starts with protecting ourselves and our loved ones. And then, as we discussed at the end of that last segment, it's reaching out to others in need. Number two would be stay calm and don't panic. You know, it's a very emotional time. The markets have been extraordinarily emotional. In my opinion, they've been emotionally charged. So don't make panic decisions. It's natural to be worried about what's going on in terms of looking at your 401k or your IRA, or if you're already retired, where are you going to get your income from? The big thing is we don't want to panic. We need to make calculated, measured decisions. So number three, stick to both your short-term plan and your long-term plan. Now, and evaluate the short and long-term plan. So in the short term, it's making sure that you have secured income from sources that are protected and aren't going up and down in the stock market. And then in the longer term, it's making sure that you're diversified and balanced correctly. You know, no investment plan, even for young people, should be in nothing but the stock market. There should be more diversification and balance there. You should be very, very diversified and balanced within the stock market, both in the United States and all over the world. But you also need to be very diversified and balanced in other asset classes. And one thing that's important to remember, the asset allocation in your plan, how much is invested in stocks or U.S. bonds or foreign bonds or commodities or energy or real estate, all those asset classes, that determines 80 to 90% of your success. The security selection, what funds or securities do you use, only is 10 to 20%. That doesn't mean it's not important, but addressing the asset allocation is so critically important in understanding your time horizon that you're investing for your long-term investments. And that's number four, is remaining optimistic in the longer term. We've weathered big storms before, and we'll weather big storms. Hopefully, we get our arms around the medical problem as quickly as possible. The economic and financial problem will be shorter than if this thing drags out a long, long time. And the fifth thing that I want you to know is that I'm here for you. You know, I don't ever wish for negative events. But it's time like these that give you the opportunity to reassess where you are and get professional guidance and leadership. And if you'd like us to help you with that, that is what we do. If it's just getting my information, you know, I post podcasts all the time. I have a weekly e-newsletter you can sign up for at broganfinancial.com. The classes at Pellissippi State and the University of Tennessee are virtual now. We have one starting a week from Tuesday, two nights, the 7th and 14th of April, and then that's at Pellissippi State. And then late April and early May, I've got my class at the University of Tennessee, all virtual. I just want to try to equip you to make informed and prudent decisions that can impact the quality of your life. So I'm here for you with my with my education in the community, what I do here on the radio show, and all the things I offer online and with our email support to keep you informed and balanced and a healthy perspective with money-life balance, because that's what it's all about.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.